Blog Talk Radio.
Call to see I'm listening on.
keep calling, calling, I will answer. Keep on drawing, drawing, I will come. Keep on calling, calling, I will answer. Keep on drawing, drawing, I will come. Lord, I want to know you better than I know how to fast and pray. Teach me, Lord, to know your will, to know your truth. Lord, I want to know you better than I know. Teach me, Lord, to know your will, to know your truth.
We've been hearing things all around the world. We hear things, preachers, and things all around the world. Oh, we want to hear you. We want to hear you. We want to have an experiential knowledge of you, Jesus.
So keep on drawing me till I come to you. Keep on drawing me till I come to you. Till I show for the light. Keep on drawing, drawing me to you, Lord. Keep on calling, calling me tomorrow. Lord, I want to know you better than I know you. Teach me, Lord.
Begin to lavish worship. Tell him you want to know him. Tell him you want to know him. Tell him, oh. Tell him you want to know him. More than you know how to think. More than you know how to pray. There are different dimensions in the things we don't see.
So that I can see you clearly.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I don't have you,
Lord,
It was at the cross that I realized there is power. Power.
do it. Jesus, we lift up your
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We bless his holy name. He is worthy of praise. Worthy of glory, worthy of honor, hallelujah. I just want to give one or two announcements before we get into prayers, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have a magazine that is coming up, which is the fall magazine. We should be out in very soon. I've been working on it. And this magazine is, everything about this magazine is about prayer. I was just looking at some of their articles written by authors on prayers, and some prayers are in it. So I will encourage you to get this magazine when it comes up. Put your pre-order in for the magazine. It is loaded with prayers. For those of you who've been buying from us from the past 2 years, this is our second year with magazines. It comes out quarterly. But this one is loaded with prayers. And that is so important during this season and this time. So if you want a magazine or you want to put a pre-order in, because I'm doing pre-orders, you can know the count. I don't want to do an overflow of orders. Please call me at 919 or text me, 919-931-3716. 919-931-3716, or you can inbox me on Facebook, amen, or email me, iampress@gmail.com. And also, we are celebrating our 12th anniversary in ministry. We're celebrating on December 10th. We'll be 12 years in I Am Ministry, 12 years anniversary. It's actually October 26th, but the Lord had us do it in December. It's a time of worship, praise, celebration in Maryland. Hallelujah. In Maryland, in Silver Spring, Maryland, we usually have our services, different events there. And if you need more information, inbox me. It's a praise, worship. Dinner is going to be real, real nice. All glory and honor to God. Celebrate this season like that, praising and worshiping God. In fact, in every day should be a day of praise and worship. Let us go into prayer. Our Father and our God, how great is our God. When I think about your love, your goodness, your mercy, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We magnify you. Lord, you are awesome. There's no one like you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We adore you, O God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. All the things that we have done that are not pleasing to you, Lord, we cry out to you this morning. Have mercy on us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto us. Oh, Lord, be merciful, be merciful, be merciful. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings. Have mercy, O God, upon our nieces and our nephews, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Rain down your mercy, O God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Be merciful unto us. Father God, mercy, mercy, release the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Lord, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak everything connected to us in the blood of Jesus. Our transportation in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, our everything that concerns us in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses, our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Father God, every cell in my body in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in the blood of Jesus. Every organ in the blood of Jesus. Every system, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The doorposts of our homes in the blood of Jesus. The doorposts of our hearts in the blood of Jesus. Our buildings in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, even the food that we'll eat in the blood of Jesus. The drink that we'll drink in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. The precious blood of Jesus Christ, every cell, every tissue, every organ in our system, in the blood, of Jesus Christ. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. And the glory, the glory, the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we also put the armor on our children too this morning. We put the armor on our grandbabies, on our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings. Oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, oh God, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Oh, Father God, we pray for refreshing in the Spirit, refreshing in our spirit in the name of Jesus. Refreshing in the Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for refreshing, oh God. Refreshing, refresh us in your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for refreshing, oh God. Refresh us, O God. Refresh us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Refresh us in the Spirit of God, in your Spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God. In the name of Jesus, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, oh God. Fresh anointing to empower us through this day, oh God. Your grace and mercy brought us through. Your grace is sufficient for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, refresh us in the Spirit. Refresh us in the Spirit. We pray for refreshing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for refreshing in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, oh God. Refresh our spirit, our souls, our minds, our bodies, oh God. in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for salvation for those in our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Father God, we pray for salvation, oh God, for even those in the church that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, that do not have an intimate relationship with you. Father God, and for those that have, those of us that have a relationship, we pray to go deeper, oh God. We pray that you will lead us and you will continue to guide us and we'll continue to trust in you, that we must not think we're standing lest we fall. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our salvation, we should take away trembling and fear, knowing, Jesus, we cannot take anything for granted. Father God, renew our minds, renew our thoughts. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk by faith and not by sight, O God. In the name of Jesus, renew our thoughts, renew our minds, O God. In the name of Jesus, activate the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Let us drink, oh, God, from the river of life, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Your grace is sufficient for us, oh, God. We thank you for your grace, your manifold grace. In the name of Jesus, bless us, O God, exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or act of, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray. O God, let the earth never swallow us up or our ministry, O God. In the name of Jesus, all our destiny, let the earth yield to the word of Abba Father and work in our favor according to his plans, God's plans and purpose, our Father's plans and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the earth help us, O God, and work in our favor. In the name of Jesus, let the earth support us and yield its decrees to us by all means. In the name of Jesus, according to the word of God, according to the plans and purposes of God. Father God, make us to walk in the high places of the earth, eating up the increase of the fields. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father, grant us your strength. O God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, Father God, let us suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command all our blessings, tithes of the earth to be released in the mighty name of Jesus. Reckon us to be prosperous in our life and in our ministries in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens be open for us. Let us walk in an open heavens, O God. Receive your grace, your blessings, and overflow, O God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every work of darkness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, against our lives, against our destinies, against God's plans and purpose for us. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, We decree and declare and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Rebuke every hindrance in the spirit realm, preventing our heavens from opening in the name of Jesus. By reason of open heavens, grant us divine vision, O God. Let your word come forth expressly and unhindered on a daily basis. Let your good hand rest upon each and every one of us. Your good hand rest upon me. Your good hand rest upon those that are here this morning. Your good hand rest upon our children in the name of Jesus. Your good hand rest upon our grandbabies in the name of Jesus. Your good hand rest upon our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your good hand rest upon each and every one of us, our siblings, oh God, nieces and nephews, all those that are in your kingdom, oh God. Let your good hand rest upon us, oh God. Let the Holy Spirit move in our midst. Let the Holy Spirit touch the hearts of those in our families, in our homes, those that we associate with that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Oh, yeah, Santeria, Koye, Masim. Oh, Father God, let the Holy Ghost begin to move in our lives in an unprecedented dimension in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for a divine release of our surrender overflow of your ring upon our lives and ministry in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release a torrential overflow of your rains upon the lives of each and every one of us, upon our children, our grandbabies, our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, upon our ministries, in the name of Jesus. Father God, under open heaven, Lord, we ask that you grant us open revelation and let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way. In the name of Jesus, from now on, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, rend the heavens and come down and visit us individually. Visit us as a minister. Visit us individually. Visit our children. Visit our spouses in the name of Jesus. Visit those that are connected, oh God. So as those that are in your kingdom, let the mountains melt as wax in our lives. Father God, those mountains that stand before us, when you have your divine visitation, they'll melt as wax in our lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that you do incredible things that we didn't even ask of, oh God. Father God, do something new, oh God. Incredible things, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that the heavens remain continually open in our lives. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Father God, bless each and every one this morning. Let us be attentive to what you are speaking to us, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless us exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask of, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your grace and mercy, brought us through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but thank you for this joyous morning. Thank you, Lord, for this marvelous day. Thank you, Lord, for favor, for shielding us with your favor. Thank you, Lord, for sending your holy angels right now to guide and protect us and do your bidding. Angels that are inside us, each of us individually. Oh, God, your holy angels. Angels that are inside us, all ministries, oh, God. Guiding and protecting us, oh, God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oria maseteria koya maseteria koya maseteria ko. Ye yerebo koro maseteria koro maser. Oria maseteria koro maseteria ko. Do something new in our lives. Do something new. Hallelujah. I bless God for each and every one. There's a word, there's a word, there's a word, there's a word. Oria masateria koromasatere koromasatere koromasateria ko. Oh, yes, Lord. Oria masatere. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the power. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I pray that you will listen, my sisters and brothers. God is speaking to us this morning. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord, for thy servant hears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many of you, the Lord, they have been in storms. Many of you have been waiting for his promises. Oh, many of us, including myself, there are certain promises and prophetic words that have been spoken in our lives, that have been spoken years in and years out, and we've been waiting. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount out with wings like eagles. They can walk. They will walk but not faint. They will run and not faint, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You've been waiting for the set time of favor has come. There's a set time. There's a season. There's a set time. Hallelujah. Some of you have been at the point of giving up. Some of you have had the greatest warfare, but there's always something that comes. Your blessings come, and God wants me to tell you, your set time of favor have come. Hallelujah. I hope you receive it. Your set time of favor has come. Weeping may endure in the night. But joy in the morning, in Jesus' name. Father, help me to articulate this word. Father God, help me to articulate it, that we will have an understanding. Help us to receive what you're speaking to our hearts. Take away pride and haughtiness. In the name of Jesus, pray, Lord, for humility and compassion. We pray for love. Let the fruits of the Holy Spirit be exemplified in our lives, that others may see and glorify your name. We command our bodies to come in alignment with the word of God, our blood vessels to come into alignment, our arteries to come into alignment, our hearts, our physical bodies. Let it come into alignment with the word of God. Regulate our blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, Father God, release our bodies to you, oh God. Oh God, we release, release, release. In the name of Jesus, those that are not feeling well. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis 37, Let me read this. When Joseph, verse 18, when Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they recognized him in the distance. As he approached, they made plans to kill him. Here comes the dreamer, they said. Come on, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns. We can tell our father a wild animal has eaten him. They will see what becomes of his dreams. But when Reuben heard of their scheme, he gave the Joseph rescue. Let's not kill him, he said. Why should we shed any blood? Let's just throw him into this empty cistern here in the wilderness. Then he'll die without our laying a hand on him. Reuben was secretly planning to rescue Joseph and return him to his father. So when Joseph arrived, his brothers ripped off the beautiful robe he was wearing. Verse 24, I'm reading Genesis 37, verse 24. Then they grabbed him and threw him into the cistern. Now the cistern was empty. There was no water. Then as they were sitting down to eat, they looked up and saw a caravan. I want you to pay attention, of camels coming in the distance, coming toward them. Oh, Holy Ghost. Huria Masandere, I need to recall this 1 second. Oh, Koromasetere, Koromasetere. Hallelujah.
Conference recording started.
Koromasetere, Koromasetere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when Joseph arrived, his brother ripped off the beautiful robe he was wearing, that they grabbed him and threw him into the cistern. Now the cistern was empty. There was no water in it. Just as they were sitting down to eat, they looked up and saw a caravan of camels in the distance coming toward them. It was a group of Ishmaelites, traders taking a load of gum, balm, and aramid resin from Gilead down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, what will we gain by killing our brother? We have to cover up the crop instead of hurting him, traitors. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood. And his brothers agreed. And so when the Ishmaelites, who were Midianites, traitors came by, Joseph's brothers pulled him out of the cistern and sold him to them for 20 pieces of silver, and the traders took him to Egypt. So sometime later, Reuben returned to get Joseph out of the system. When he discovered that Joseph was missing, he tore his clothes in grief. Then he went back to his brothers and lamented, the boy is gone. What will we do now? Then the brothers killed a young goat, a robe in his blood. They sent the beautiful robe to their father with this message. Look at what we found. Doesn't this robe belong to your son? Hallelujah. Their father recognized it immediately. Yes, he said, it is my son's robe. A wild animal must have eaten him. So Joseph has clearly been torn to pieces. Then Jacob tore his clothes and dressed himself in valor. He mourned deeply for his son for a long time. His family tried to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. I will go to my grave mourning for my son, he said. He would say, and he would weep. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, the Midianite traders arrived in Egypt where they sold Joseph to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Potiphar was the captain of the palace guard. But I want you to know, see, how this father was grieving. The caravan came, hallelujah, and we have one brother, Reuben, trying to save Joseph, and we see Judah, you know, don't let us kill him. Let us sell him. But then, you know, Joseph was his father's heartstring. Joseph, his father loved him. He made him his coat of many colors. But you see, Joseph was always telling them his dreams. And his dreams was the prophetic word that God had given him concerning his life. We dream these prophetic words. Many of you have dreams, hallelujah, about the blessings that break through. That's why you have to be careful who you tell your dreams, so you never know. These are his brothers. These are his siblings. And sometimes we're so comfortable with our siblings and our brothers and those in our families, but sometimes God is going to do that. There's so much jealousy sometimes in family, not all the time, but sometimes. And not only that, you have friends. You have to be quiet sometimes of these dreams and pray over it that it will come, that it will speed up and come to pass, because what God has said will surely come to pass. But Joseph, he was young. When you're young and you're immature, there are many things. When we started off as preachers, we ran our mouths and immature. And because of that, we had ignorance in the spirit, because we told things to people that we should not have told. We thought they were okay, but they were not. So you see Joseph going through a lot of changes. Hallelujah. The master put him in a cistern where there's no water. We see, I can imagine how low Joseph felt. Because when you're immature, you talk stuff that you're not supposed to talk. When you're immature, you don't know. You're so excited to tell others, look what God says he's going to do. You're so excited to talk your business, not knowing the ticking account, even in your families or among your friends or among your colleagues. I want you to look at this, that Joseph's father was devastated. Devastated. Crying, he felt that he would never see his son again. The caravans came, they sold him. But Joseph's father thought that he was dead. They stripped that of many colors, the beautiful coat that his father had woven for him. That beautiful coat. You know, I want to say this. Someone can strip that coat physically, your coat of favor, but it can never touch your spiritual coat of favor. You see, they took the physical coat of Joseph, but Joseph still wore the spiritual coat that no man and no devil from the pit of hell can touch that spiritual coat of favor that God has upon your life. Do you hear me? It can touch the physical, but it cannot touch that spiritual coat of favor God himself has placed on you. Hallelujah. The physical coat was taken. Joseph's father cried. Distress. His favorite son was gone. And a lot of people say, oh, when we look at the favor of Joseph, Joseph is a typology of Jesus Christ, number one. And I don't want to go deeper into theology, but he is a typology of Jesus. Hallelujah. And one of the things I want you to pay attention to, take time to really read the whole story of Joseph. Take time and read it line by line and precept by precept. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you this morning? We all have discouraging moments in our lives because maybe of things that we have done, things that we may have said, like Joseph, telling others our dreams. I know I used to be like that. With the pastors, they say, oh, what did you dream about? And I always telling people my dreams. And one day the Lord told me, because that meant that once I would not get off it, but once I was telling a pastor my dream, I was in their church many years ago. I wasn't even a minister. And I was telling the pastor of my dream, and the word that she said to me, I will never forget it. She told me, you are blessed, not knowing this pastor was a witch. And she knew exactly, and she realized the hand of God upon my life, because she had, I saw these people not say, I didn't see their faces, but these women getting ready to get rid of me in a dream, and the Spirit of God came. But it's a long story. I'm going to stop right there. You have to be careful. Please keep those dreams God gave you personally to yourself. You don't have to go and tell people about these things. Pray about it. Well, let's say what God says to say. He tells you to talk about it, he will protect you. If he tells you not to talk about it, don't talk about it. I want you to know that Joseph's father was sad. He was grieving. He felt that he will not see his son. The caravans took Joseph away into Egypt. But I'm going to look at Isaiah chapter 60, and I'm going to end with that. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, upon you. And thy Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Now listen to verse 6. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all these from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Your set time of favor has come. You see, the camels are coming with blessings. Hallelujah. The Bible says they shall bring gold and incense. In those days, incense were used for intercession and prayers. They are coming. The camels are coming. When the camels came in, the first took Joseph as a slave. Hallelujah. His father cried. But now the camels are coming with blessings. Hallelujah. And I want you to pay attention to this. Hallelujah. When Joseph... And father, Joseph sent for his father hallelujah, in Genesis 45. Hallelujah. When he said by his father, guess what? The father saw the camels came. Hallelujah. This father who was discouraged, this father who thought that Joseph was dead. Hallelujah. In Genesis 45, verse 23, the Bible says, he sent his father 10 male donkeys loaded with the best things from Egypt. Hallelujah. The caravan came for the father. Hallelujah. Amen. This father, can you imagine? Jacob thought it was over years and years has passed. Your prophetic word, what am I saying to you? It might be years and years, but it will surely come to pass. This is your set time of favor. The caravans are coming with blessings. The caravans have camels. The caravans have donkeys with blessings and blessings and blessings. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. I pray that you receive this word. That's what the Lord made me take time to bring it to you. Because if you don't receive this in your spirit, it will not be manifested. You will say, oh, we've heard this over and over from every pastor, every teacher, weeping may endure. I am saying to you, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, this is your set time of favor. The caravan is filled with blessings and blessings and blessings for you. How you've been through the storms, you've been through the valley, you've been through the mountain, you've been through all kinds of stuff, hurt, pain. You've been disappointed, you've been lied on, you've been going through stuff. Hallelujah. But this season, this is your set time of favor. I receive it for myself. I receive this word in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning that the caravans are here. I receive all the blessings that you have sent. Thank you for restoration. I thank you for reconciliation. I thank you, oh God, for intervening, oh God. I thank you, Father God, even through the valley you are teaching. Oh God, I thank you for the breakthrough. I thank you, oh God, that the Holy Spirit is with me 24/7. I thank you, Lord, that the promises you spoke over my children's life will surely come to pass. I thank you, Lord, that the promises spoken over my spouse's life will come to pass. I thank you, Lord, that the promises spoken over the members of our AF that I have prayed up and back of ministers will come to pass. The promises spoken over this ministry will come to pass. The promises spoken over our colleagues will come to pass. Oh, God, those that are right here this morning, every promise you spoke about their lives, about their ministries, oh, God, will surely come to pass upon their families. Thank you for the set time of favor. Thank you, oh God, we bless you. Pray, Lord, as we enter into this set time of favor, we pray for godly wisdom. We pray for discernment, oh God. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will be with us 24/7. It is not by might or power, but by your spirit. Oh, Father God, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Favor. Thank you. God bless you.